Okay, welcome to the Daily News Update for October 28th, 2020. This is Wednesday. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I voted for Trump yesterday. Got it done in Texas. It was a cold, rainy day, as it was in much of the nation. And I figured, hey, this is a great day to go out because there won't be long lines. Because, you know, the early voting turnout is huge everywhere across the country, especially among conservatives. And, of course, I live in rural Texas, very conservative area. Thank God for that. And I went in and there were no lines. It was awesome. And so I voted straight Republican because I will never vote for a Democrat in my life. I swear before God, I will never vote for evil demon rats. They are pure evil. The party's just gone complete radical left wing insane, right? So you can't vote for evil. So I voted a straight Republican ticket. And then there were a couple of positions on the ballot that were like, I don't know, a district librarian to oversight manager or whatever, clerk, and it was a Democrat only. Like no Republicans wanted to even bother running for that position. So I just skipped those. I didn't even vote for Democrats if they're the only candidate. I just vote no. In any case, then after I voted, and they had a whole new machine set up. It was kind of interesting. It printed out a paper ballot after you're done voting on the machine, and then you put the paper ballot into the voting ballot box. And I wore my American flag bandana in there. Closest thing I could think of to just saying Trump on it, you know, and there were veterans there. Like I saw an Air Force veteran manning, one of the poll watchers there and so on. So, you know, people have got eyes on it. And I asked one of the women there, I said, hey, how's the voting turnout been? And she said, Oh, as of today, we've had more people vote in early voting this year than during the entire early voting of 2016. So it is a huge turnout. And the turnout is strongly, strongly Republican in Florida, even, you know, in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, all across the country. And it leads me to one of my newsworthy predictions here. My prediction is that Trump wins the election by November 4th. In other words, I think that by November 4th, he will have 270 electoral votes. And I think that in the subsequent weeks, that number will increase to over 300. That's my prediction. And my best guess, now, you know, my certainty of that prediction is not 100%. Maybe give it 65, 70%. We'll see. It might take longer than I think, because the Democrats are going to try massive voting fraud, as we've seen exposed. And Project Veritas busted that, what is that, political consultant in Texas running around handing out bribes and changing elderly people's votes and then collecting their ballots and rigging like 5,000 to 7,000 votes in favor of a Democrat. Busted in Texas. But probably nothing will happen. You know, those votes won't be reversed. It's crazy. So the Democrats are carrying out a lot of fraud, a lot of rigging, and of course, all the media bias and all the censorship bias at the same time. Oh, and by the way, you know, today, right now, in the Senate, the big tech CEOs are getting grilled by senators like Ted Cruz. The upshot from this is that Democrat senators like Duckworth are begging big tech to censor more. And Duckworth was saying to every big tech CEO, I need your pledge that you will remove dangerous disinformation, such as channels or people saying that masks don't work, right? So anything that they don't want you to say, they just say it's dangerous disinformation. And that will apply to vaccines as well. So if you say, hey, people are dying from flu shots in South Korea right now, and it's true, it's verified by the Korean government, but on Facebook and Twitter, they'll say, well, that's dangerous disinformation. We're going to ban you because you might influence people to not get vaccinated and then people might die. That's what they'll say. So the Democrats are telling them censor more, while the conservatives, especially Senator Cruz, are saying literally, who the hell are you to decide what people get to read? You know, who the hell are you, Jack Dorsey, you filthy pedophile criminal, to decide what people are able to read and share and say and so on. And, you know, kudos to Ted Cruz for taking it to him. and some other conservatives as well. It's time, as I've said, it's time to arrest these people, charge them with treason, charge them with fraud against the American people, charge them with violating the civil rights of Americans, charge them with racketeering under the RICO Act, charge them with treason under the Insurrection Act, charge them with sedition, election interference, arrest them, shut them down, seize their domain names, seize their bank accounts, dismantle their criminal cartels. That's the way you deal with this. But the Republicans are too weak, and frankly, Trump is too weak. Maybe weak isn't the right term. He's too reluctant to do this because he doesn't want to risk being called a dictator. Well, guess what? They're going to keep stealing your country. They've already shut down the First Amendment. They're going to shut down the Second Amendment. They're going to steal this election. They're going to attack Christians, shut down churches, criminalize the Bible while they keep murdering their own babies and performing transgender genitalia mutilation experiments on your children. And anytime you try to fight back, they're going to call you a dictator. Well, guess what? Stop being concerned about what they say. You should be focused on what they're doing, and you got to stop them. This is coming to a war. This is coming to a war. The only way you stop these radical left-wing communists and baby killers and Marxists, the only way you stop them is to engage them with authorized force via military police, insurrection act, you know, martial law or something like that. Yes, they're going to call Trump a military dictator, but this is the only way to defeat them. You have to, or he has to, engage them with force because they will not stop. They will always say you have no right to stop them as they're destroying your country. And this is evident today in the Senate hearings. You know, Ted Cruz should be saying to Jack Dorsey, you, sir, are under arrest. Turn yourself in. We're gonna send a team to handcuff you and march you out of there because you are a criminal against this nation. That's what Ted Cruz should have said. That's what every senator should have said. These tech criminals need to be brought down through the rule of law. Now, getting on to other news of the day. Once again, I'm behind schedule, so I don't have my feature story posted yet. But I do have news on the preparedness front. Well, a couple of items. Okay, so first, the Health Ranger store has now launched our organic lab-tested grass-fed milk powder. It took us a long, long time to source this milk powder and to get it organic and to get it to pass all the lab tests and everything. And so we have a large supply, and it's in number 10 cans, and it's also in, I think it's in mini buckets or pouches that are vacuum sealed. And we've got this available now at healthrangerstore.com. And this is a great preparedness item, you know, for lots of reasons. You can use it in baking and recipes, or you can just make milk out of it. It's non-fat. So if you're used to 2% milk, obviously this doesn't taste the same. You know, it tastes like skim milk once you reconstitute it with water. But it is a great preparedness item, and it's available now at the Health Ranger store. The second thing is, you know, my upcoming ebook that I'm giving away for free, Survival Nutrition. It had been delayed, but I now have a hard finish date or launch date for it. And I've been told by my team that it's this Friday, which is only 2 days away. Okay, count it Saturday, let's say Halloween. Might be the actual launch date, but I've been told it's Friday. I'm going to give them till Saturday to launch it. So what that means is on Friday or Saturday, you'll be able to go to survivalnutrition.com. And you'll be able to enter your email address there, which subscribes you to the Natural News newsletter. You're probably already subscribed. And then you'll have instant access to the downloadable MP3 files, as well as the PDF file. And this course is about the strategic use of foods, herbs, nutrients, and chemical compounds to increase your survival and wound healing, your ability to grow your own food, your ability to grow natural antibiotics, and many, many other things. How to make your own water filters, for example, how to make your own trace mineral supplements using sprouts, growing sprouts, and I give a method for that. It's life-saving information. It's all available for free, starting allegedly this Friday, but you know, my team told me it was going to be ready last Friday, so we'll see. I've got team members, you know, we've got team members located all over the world. You know, different cultures are good at different things. And these particular team members who are working on the transcription and the layout, the PDF file and everything, they're in an area of the world where there's a lot of sickness going around right now. And it's not even COVID. It's just infectious respiratory sickness. I don't know if it's influenza or some other coronavirus or what, but everybody's sick right now. And you might think that's strange because they work for me. So why don't they practice nutrition? You'd be shocked. You'd be shocked to learn that, number one, I don't push. I'm not like a nutrition Nazi or anything. I don't, like, if you work for my team, you're not required to take vitamin D. I recommend it, but it's up to you. And a lot of people just don't buy supplements. They don't take supplements because they just don't plan ahead. You know, and then 20 years later, they die from a cancer tumor because they had vitamin D deficiency for 20 years. Well, I can only help people so much. And sometimes I'm just trying to get my own staff members to listen. And they don't always listen. You know, it's a free world. Well, maybe it's not such a free world, but at least on the issue of nutrition, it's a free world. And people do whatever they want to do. A lot of people don't take supplements. I mean, I'm slamming vitamin C and vitamin D all the time. I mean, I'm looking right here. I'm taking ginger. I'm taking holy basil leaf. I'm taking licorice. I mean, I'm looking at it right in front of me. Zinc, glycinate, resveratrol, quercetin. What else here? Got some apple cider vinegar. I've got some pycnogenol. All kinds of supplements. I'm slamming every day. Grape seed extract. And plus all the herbs I'm growing and you know, the silver products that I'm making that I use, personal care products and so on. I'm doing supplements all day long. Not everybody's into that. So as a result, sorry to take so long to explain this, there are delays in many of our projects, which is kind of frustrating for me. But I'm glad that the best people who work with me are really awesome people. They're into nutrition. They're into personal liberty and freedom. They're on board. We've got some great people in Europe, in Western Europe right now, who are moderators and audio editors and just helping us in such amazing ways. And they're, you know, pro-liberty, pro-Christian, even pro-Trump, even though they're in Europe. So we've got a lot of great team members. I didn't mean to take so long to describe all that, but I thought you might appreciate some of the inside baseball. Getting on to more of the headlines today. I've got a podcast out. Radical leftists are going to stage false flag attacks while wearing MAGA gear. They're going to dress up like Trump supporters and dress up like militia members, and they're going to go out and commit acts of terrorism for the cameras so that CNN can say, look, these Trump supporters are blowing up a bridge or whatever they're doing. And by the way, Stuart Rhodes also confirmed from the Oath Keepers that China has supplied the left-wing terror groups such as Black Lives Matter with high explosives. So you know how I've been warning that these left-wing lunatics, they've got RPGs, they've got 60-millimeter mortars, they've got a few armored personnel carriers, the vehicles, they're mine-resistant, they've got full-auto AK-47s and AR-15s with the full-auto drop-in sears, by the way. They've got suppressors, illegal suppressors imported from China, and also they've got high explosives. So what this means is they're going to bomb police stations, okay? So please understand what is at stake here. They're going to bomb police stations. They're going to bomb government buildings. And they might be doing this dressed up as Trump supporters so that the media can have their narrative. You know, look, oh, the right wing is violent. You know, so the FBI can say, see, we were right. It's all the right wing violence. No, it's left wingers pretending to be Trump supporters. But they do have a lot of weapons, so be ready around Election Day and in the days following. And now lawyers with a project called the Orders Project are now encouraging the National Guard to stand down, to say, you know, do not respond to restore law and order because the radical left is going to try to cause chaos across the country. And so in Texas, you know, the Guard has already been deployed to 5 cities. There are 1,000 troops deployed to 5 cities. That's 200 personnel per city. That's not a lot. especially for some of these big cities. I think they're way underestimating the chaos that's coming. They're going to need a lot more than 200 per city, but they're going to be deployed. We'll see how that goes. Probably you can expect National Guard troops to be deployed in many other places, not only Pennsylvania, but also on West Coast states as well. All right, corporate news media is in bed with Communist China. That's confirmed. Medical trials for COVID-19 vaccine candidates may be unable to stop people from falling ill and dying, says a scientist. In other words, just because you test all these vaccines doesn't mean they're not going to kill people. And that's confirmed by a scientist here. So check out that story at naturalnews.com. The Secret Service says the travel logs they have align with the Hunter Biden emails from his laptop, thereby confirming that those emails are authentic. As the story about Hunter Biden continues to break each day, rioters injured 30 police officers in Philadelphia. That was actually the other night. And the looting continued last night. And the National Guard is being deployed tonight, along with a curfew tonight. You heard the audio yesterday of Hunter Biden, quote, confessing a criminal partnership with the Chinese spy chief. And Cheryl Atkinson says that special interests are behind the dangerous social media so-called fact checks. Anytime they're fact checking, it means they're lying to you. It's a total joke. All right, the media, left-wing media, is in a full panic over the Hunter Biden story, especially when Bobulinski came out and went on with Tucker Carlson. By the way, go on to Brighteon.com and just search for Tucker Carlson. You've got to watch the episode from last night on Tucker's show. Bobulinski just laying it out. The whole show was dedicated to this. Bobulinski is the former finance business partner of the Biden crime family, and he knows where all the bodies are buried, so to speak, and he's just laying it all out that Joe Biden's involved, and it's all about moving money around the Biden crime family, and they had deals with China and deals with all these other countries like Oman or something in the Middle East. You got to watch that video. It is eye-opening. It is a bombshell, and the left-wing media is, of course, censoring the entire story. Now, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court says that signatures don't have to match on the mail-in ballots. So even if the signature doesn't match, they approve it anyway, because it's all fraud. So this is how the radical left is going to try to steal Pennsylvania. And let's see. Another story, we're in the midst of a war with China, and most people haven't figured it out yet, and NASA confirms there's water on the moon. So you're like, what? How is there water on the moon? I thought there was no atmosphere on the moon. I thought that water in a vacuum would sublimate, right? Like ice would turn to vapor instantly. Well, they're saying that there's water molecules kind of mixed in with the moon dust, and that you could kind of mine water out of the moon, you know, with a little mining operation there, I guess. Get some solar panels and start mining, you know, moon dust for water. That's what they say. Yeah. They say, well, there's water on the moon, so clearly there's water on Mars then, because Mars has an atmosphere, because NASA sent a helicopter drone to Mars. Did you know that? They sent a helicopter drone. It's already on its way. And helicopters don't work where there's no atmosphere, by the way. As every helicopter pilot knows, you can't fly a helicopter in a vacuum because you need lift, right? You need lift. That's the whole point of the propeller. So without lift, you can't fly. So how are they going to fly a helicopter drone around Mars? Well, the answer is there's an atmosphere on Mars, and it's way thicker and has way more pressure than NASA is admitting. And now they're saying there's water on the moon. I'm guessing there's going to be more revelations coming soon, like plant life on Mars, like mushrooms, you know, fungi growing on Mars right now. And microbial life all over Mars. No doubt that that is already there. And they've been covering that up for decades. In any case, I'm getting a little long today. I apologize for that. I just want you to know I'm working hard. We are putting a lot of R&D into Brighteon.social and also Brighteon.com. We have some major new announcements coming for the Brighteon.com video platform soon. And I'm doing a lot of prepping as well, and also working on content day and night. I'm also, just on a personal note, I've really upped my personal training regimen, which is taking more time. I'm doing a lot more strength training and cardio. I've been doing that for about, I don't know, what, 75 days or so at this point, and really trying to get in the best shape that I've been in for maybe 20 years. My strength is, I'm the strongest that I can ever remember being in my life at this point, using kettlebells and so on. Very, very strong. I did that intentionally so that I could carry rifles and ammo and packs and whatever is necessary for me to defend my ranch or defend my country. And so I'm really bulking up and gaining a lot of strength, and I'm eating like crazy to bulk up muscle mass in order to be able to basically pack heavy equipment and carry it and use it effectively. You know, ammo's heavy, especially the 308 ammo that I carry, because I run a SCAR 17S, you know, FN SCAR. That's my go-to rifle because I like to have some range when I engage. And so other people, you know, might have an AR-15. I've got something much bigger, effective out to 800 yards. So just giving you a little bit of personal note. I apologize that I'm not maybe writing as many stories as usual, but I am working in all these ways to be ready for what's coming. So be sure to check out survivalnutrition.com towards, let's say, maybe Friday night or Saturday morning, sometime this weekend. I hope it goes live, and I will alert you when that happens, but you might see it on the website first. So be sure to visit naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. God bless America and bless you. Bless you. I pray for you and I thank you. I am grateful to you and I'm grateful for your support. I couldn't be here without you. And that's why I'm here for you and with you. I'm right here with you doing the same things that you're doing, having the same struggles that you're having, trying to get ready in the same way that you're trying to get ready. And it's a challenge for all of us, but you know, with dedication and courage, we can win this thing. So thank you for listening. Take care.